Okay.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Hey, hey, hey.
Revelation t-shirt, stupid bloody Tuesday man. You've been a naughty boy, you let your face grow long.
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. distance, but I know that my fate will lead me on. I can't say what life will show me, but I know what I've seen. I can't say where life will lead me, but I know where I've been. Tried my hand at love and friendship, but all that is past and gone. This little boy is moving on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the tide to flow. Sitting here in limbo, knowing that I have to go.
patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. Don't let your fingers dangle in the water. And don't you worry about the Dayglow Orange Life Preserver. It won't save you. It won't save you. Swim for the shore just as fast as you are able. Swim like a motherfucker. Swim. The scene shifts to now, the ever-glorious now, the ever-present now. Dredged in flour and deep fat fried and cooled on paper towels and then devoured. You know, I spent 15 years in a life raft. 15 years in a life raft. Now I got something to say. Stay in your lifeboats, people. Stay in your lifeboats, people. It's murder out there, murder out there. Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. Hey, don't you worry about the Dayglow Orange Life Preserver. It won't save you. It won't save you. Swim for the shore just as fast as you were able. Swim.
Oh, I gotta take my mom to the doctor.
Erica, your mom is in Georgia.
Dorothy, you're breaking up.
Did I mention that we'll be slowing down when we pass that basketball court where the Fine Brothers play?
I heard that.
I knew you would.
Just give me a minute to put on some makeup.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Even when exercise is the last thing on your mind, don't give in to excuses. Your sisters can provide the motivation and support you need to eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. With the power of sisterhood, there's just no excuse not to live a healthier life. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
Come little feeling going now. I got a little feeling going now. I got a little feeling going now. Meg's got a feeling going now. We got a little feeling going now. We got a little feeling going now. Got a little feeling going now. Got a little feeling going now. Got a
wrong. I walked you to the train and back across alone.
Thank you. I like songs of adventure. I always liked that. I don't know, it's hard to talk about songs. The best reaction to a song is another song. Because most songwriters, as you know, don't go to school to learn how to write songs. They put on a record and sit down and listen to it and try and discern what he's saying, what key he's playing in, and how he voiced that chord, and what's the progression, and how did he sing it, and then you imitate it badly, and that becomes your style. Just like his style was developed through imitating others, incorporating other pieces of music into his own style. So it's kind of it is in a lot of ways an oral tradition.
Who are you imitating badly?
Bob Dylan, Louis Armstrong, Woody Guthrie, Harry Belafonte, Jacques Brel, Billie Holiday. Badly. Imitation is the highest form of flattery, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Now here it is, 3 o'clock in the morning. Can't even close my eyes. Lord, I've looked around me. Well, my baby can't be found. Well, I looked all around me, people. Well, my baby can't be found. Bowling ground. That's where the men hang out at.